because you have some data or have a claim doesn't mean that it necessarily needs to be represented graphically. And if you are choosing a graphical representation, you want to make sure that it's clear what that data is doing. We want to know why it's there, right? So if you've got your still shot from the film, we would want to make sure there's analysis that's drawing on, right? So here, when we look at the still, we see that it's doing these kinds of things, right? If we're presenting some kinds of data about drinking ages across provinces of Canada, we want to be able to reference that. And if it's so simple that we don't need a graphic representation, well, then let's not have it. But if we're going to make some more complicated arguments, we want to make sure that we can point to that and say, look, when you see provinces on the East Coast, they all have this age, and then we might notice a pattern. Maybe there's something worth calling attention to. So we do want to think carefully about the graphics we use. And I will say another thing along those lines. My preference follows that of many, maybe not everybody, which is to have tables or graphics of various kinds that are focused on one primary claim. So they don't get too, what I would say, cute, too complicated. You want to have, if it's something like a table, there might be lots of patterns you could look at. But if we're looking at, say, a bar graph, we want to make sure that it's not a bar graph that has three different scales of a problem and then linked into three other modes of interpreting that. Right? We want to make sure that when readers are looking at that with us, it helps us build our argument in our text. Right? We should be referencing back to our graphics. The graphic never speaks for itself, just like I was saying, data. The graphic doesn't either. You want to be calling attention to that graphic. How does that graphic help us understand this problem more effectively? What does it demonstrate for us? Right? What does it help us know or help us think about? And along these lines, maybe there's some graphical representations that challenge something we want to claim. Don't hide your data, though. Put all of your data, right? I mean, if you start hiding data, then you're running into problems of fraudulent fabrication kinds of practices. We want to make sure that we have our data there. If there's some aberration to that data, that's something you offer in your discussion, right? This point doesn't fit with my initial theory. And here's how we are attempting to account for it at the time. Or we have no way of accounting for that aberration at this point. We still hold to our general theory or our opening hypothesis that this is the best explanation for this particular effect or procedure or method or whatever it is that you're analyzing.